Good morning, everybody. Today, we are back, and we're going to learn a little bit of Achrei Mos. So after Aaron's children, Nebuch, passed away, so there's a lot of hak as to what is the chait of these Nebuch of Aaron's children. And the Rashi here gives a very interesting mashal as to what is the sequence, as it's mentioning over here. It says Achrei Mos b'nei Aaron, Bikrov Asom l'fnei Hashem, when they brought this korban in front of Hashem, Vayamusu. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says l'Moshe, Abraham, Achicha v'al yavo b'chol Yisrael HaKodesh. Don't come back to the Kodesh whenever you want, b'chol Yisrael, at any time. B'beis l'parochis. Anyway, v'lo yomus, it says you shouldn't die. So Rashi here says a very, quotes the Torah's Kohanim, and it's a very interesting Rashi. Ma Talmud Lomer, why is it mentioning here the death of Aaron's children again? Haya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moshlo Moshel. He gave the following Moshel b'zen Azariah. L'cholish and Nicholas and Stelrofa. We have a sick guy, and the doctor came to him. Amarlo, and he said to him, Al tochol tznun. Don't eat a tzonin. Don't eat a radish. V'al tishkov b'tachav. And don't sleep in the dew. That was warning number one. Bo'acher, another guy comes to him, v'omerlo, al tochol tzonein, don't eat a radish, v'al tishkov batachov, and don't sleep in the dew. Why? Shalodem, Thomas kederech, shemes ploni ze zarzo yoser min arishin. This is, don't, you want to die like him. It's like, remember your grandfather, you remember your Uncle Albert, when he died because he didn't exercise? You better exercise, young man. I mean, he's always been told to exercise. But now the second time, you better exercise because you don't want to be like your Uncle Albert. Zezar Zayosim in Arishan. L'kach nemar achrei mos shnei b'nei Aaron. That's why here it says, after Aaron's two children died. That's the marshal that Rashi gives. And that's why we have this repeat here. But Rav Schwab says, there's got to be a deeper idea. Because the marshal has to be understood on a deeper level. Because if you could understand on the marshal on a deeper level, there'll be something that we could glean from it for our lives. Okay? So he says the following. He gives the following introduction, the Yesod. It says in Rashi, in Parashas Korach, Vayishma Moshe vayipal al panav. And Moshe heard this and he fell on his face. Why did he fall on his face? Dafka, by the crime of Korach. There were so many before, which he didn't. Why by Korach did he? So Rashi there says, Shekvar ze biyodim sirchon revi. This is the fourth time they messed up. The fourth time. So the Rishonim had, Adam over avera param Rishonim. If a person violates an issue the first time, Mochenlo. We give him Mechila. Shena, Shnia, a second time, Mochenlo. Tell me amateur. Shlishis, Mochenlo. A third time, we forgive him. Revis, but on the fourth time, ain mochlo. We don't give him a forgiveness. Shenemar, because it says in Amos, Perek Beis, Al Shlosha Pishi Yisrael, Val Arba, Lo Ashiva. On the fourth, third, there's crimes. On the fourth, you can't return. It's like you've reached the point of no return after the fourth crime.
Is that because of Chazakah?
No. No, that would be three. Or two or three. Machlokas Rabbi Rishbag. Va'omer, and we'll see why shortly. A little bit of a mystical thing here. Va'omer, and Eov, it says, Hein Kol Eil Yifol Kel Pamim. Shlosha im gever. Three times you're allowed to mess up. So the Das the Kanim, the Balei Tosfos on Yitzavim explains, there are three mechitzos, so to speak, three partitions between you and a Kodesh Baruch. Malachim says, V'nei Hashem aver v'ruach gedola v'chazak, loy beruach Hashem, Va'acher haruach ra'ash lo b'ra'ash Hashem v'amara, etc. Ruach three times. You have three different entrances. You break, you breach until you get in front of Hashem. In Yechezkel it says, Hinu ruach se'ara. Then there's an anan gadol. Then there's an eish. That's Yechezkel, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. That the first time a person sins, the pagam of the schet does not reach the right in front of Hashem. The second time, it's not there yet. Similarly by the third time, but on the fourth, when you mess up the fourth time, Shekvar Avar Al Kol Gimel Mechitzos, you've knocked down already the three Mechitzos to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Visvivav Nisharim Ma'od, as then at that point, Lo Ashiven, there's no point return. Because then you've sinned, Kiviyachol, right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You spit in the face. The first three times, no. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu. So what comes out? If a person sins, so what's the whole upshot? I mean, so what? One, two, three on the fourth time. So what's the upshot here? We see there's a greater gravity of Isser when you sin directly in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu than if you sin Kivyachol on the outskirts. Right? If you say something in privacy of your own home, that's one thing. But if you are mechutzef, like if you badmouth the rabbi, you know, the rabbi gives a drush, he spoke for 16 minutes instead of 15 minutes, and you're at the Shabbos table hocking, okay, that's one level of chutzpah. But to say, Rabbi, how come you spoke for 16 minutes? That's a whole different level of chutzpah. When you do it in front of the guy's face, then versus doing it. When you sin right in front, the first time it's not in front of us, the second time not in front, the third time, the fourth, lo yeshivenu. That's it. That's Ke'ilu sitting right in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the upshot that he wants to bring here. So now, when we're talking about the sins of the children of Aaron, we don't know what their sin was. There's so many different pshatim. They drank wine. They didn't want to get married. They did this. They did that. The other thing. Just tell me that the reason why. Why does anybody say the pshat? Bikirvosim lefnei Hashem. That the sin was in front of Hashem vayamusu. So this is where Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah comes and gives our mashal. Wasn't the first sin, it wasn't the second. But the crime was not what the key was. We all make averis. The problem was the location, kivyochol, of the crime. The avera happened where? Right in the Makom HaMikdash. Lifnei Hashem. What's the mashal? Don't eat radish and don't sleep. That in and of itself is not bad. It's not a reason why you are going to get sick. It is not in and of itself to eat a crime, to sleep on a place of dew, or to eat a radish. Tzoynin. Whether it's cold or radish, whatever it is. That's not the problem. What is the problem is that somebody who's already misukah, somebody who's already in danger, you have to take care of yourself, so to speak. This person who's in danger, remember those guys? They went right in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu and they got nailed? Remember them? Remember when your uncle was sick and he didn't take the medication that he needed? That's the extra azhara. The events in and of themselves are not problematic, so to speak. It's the circumstances surrounding it. Similarly by the children of Aaron. By the children of Aaron, it wasn't the crime that was critical, it was the context in which they created. It was Lifnei Hashem. They penetrated the Lifnei V'Lifnim and they did the crime over there. That's what the Rashi is trying to articulate for us. The Isser of the Tzonin. I think it's cold. I'm not sure. I didn't even look it up in English, but whether it's cold or radish. Tzonin is a radish. Tzonin is cold. You can't eat it. Right? Because it's not related to the machla, so to speak. But once you're sick, you got to be very careful. The context is very important. Okay? So whatever the sin was is irrelevant. And I think that this is why this is a very important introduction, this parsha of Achrei Mos, to all the stories of Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur carries with it tremendous weight, right? It's kivyochol, it's the day the Kohen enters into the Kodesh Kodashim. It's the day that we enter into our own little private moment with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. At that moment, it's an Omed Lifnei Hashem, we're Doma to Malachim, we're Doma to angels. We are coming close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. To spit in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's face at that particular moment, that's a tremendous crime. The crime, chataim, unfortunately, people do all the time. The context of the chet has to be recognized. We're omed lifnei Hashem, and at that moment when we could achieve so much, instead we spit in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's face. It's ki'ilu, there was already a first, a second, a third time. We're now there the fourth time. That's the context. People have to recognize the gravity of the moment of what's called Kedushas Hazman. On Yom Kippur, that's the day. This is the precursor of this whole story. Remember that they died when they entered into the Lifnei Hashem? Well, remember, we're about to enter Lifnei Hashem, not today in Achrei Mos, but Yom Kippur, this is true enough. Achrei Mos speaks about the Avodah, it speaks about the goats, which is going here. It speaks about all the service of Avodah of Yom Kippur. This is what's happening right now. And this is why right now, the commandment of Aaron and Cohen right away is don't go into the Kodesh Kodashim whenever you want. You have to be very careful, very selective. When you go Lifnei Hashem, you have to be extra zaris. You have to be extra careful. At that particular moment. The context, I believe, on a very daily basis as well, before you enter into a shul, you have to think about where you're entering. Remember, you're going with Lifnei Hashem, you have to treat it with a different context than you would. Right? Because if you sin lefnei Hashem, there, lo ashivenu, there you're not going to be able to be returned. You got to be careful because you're in a place that's mesukin. You can't eat a rat. You can't eat sona in there. You can't eat this cold stuff. You can't eat. You can't sleep on a place of dew. That's very, very dangerous. So just a word of Moshe, like before you enter into base medrash, there's nothing wrong with putting your phone in airplane mode. You get ready to fly anyway before you daven. You're going to go up to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This idea of recognizing the context is crucial. And this is the introduction, so to speak, to Aaron. Be careful. You're allowed to go there Kodesh Kadashim. You're allowed to go there Yom Kippur. But be careful before you go. Recognize that you're lifnei Hashem. You're talking about the rabbi's drasha right in front of his face. You got to be more polite there. Context. Again, you should never sin. I'm not saying that. But the sin right in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu carries with it much greater consequences than it does at any other time. Anyway, we should take the lessons of the children of Aaron and Kohen. We should always try to do the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in particular, when we try to go in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether davening, tefillah, Yom Kippur, etc., we should keep that in mind, that we're Omid Lefnei Hashem, and that we always have to be on our best behavior. Have an amazing Shabbos.